situation at Manus Island is becoming even more critical, with detainees now saying they fear they'll be beaten or even killed when Papua New Guinean officials try to remove them from the camp tomorrow. Government troops are poised to move in on the nearly 600 detainees. One of them is Iranian refugee Behru Bouchini, and he is with me from Manus Island. Hello to you.
Yes, hello.
What is happening where you are right now?
You know, at this moment, right now, I am in Manus prison camp. And just now, the police, local police with immigration came in and they destroyed some of the shelters that we built because of, you know, inside the room is very hot. So we built some shelter by sheets or something like that to just have a rest there and sleep there. So they just came here and they destroyed all of the shelters and then gone. So at this moment, we don't know that where we should sleep. And, you know, yesterday they came here and they told us that you only have the 48 hours to leave the detention center. And if you don't leave, we will use force. So the people are very scary at this moment. And we don't know that what will happen. We should wait until tomorrow.
And why don't the detainees want to go to the new facility?
New facility is a prison. We are tired from being in prison. We have been here in this prison camp for more than 4 years. And we have been, you know, recognized as a refugee under international law. So after 4.5 years, we deserve to have freedom in a safe place. But after 4.5 years, they are putting pressure on us to send us to another prison. So how can we accept that? We didn't come to Australia to live in prison. We didn't come to Australia that they keep us in prison for years and years and years. So we are so tired from being in prison, and we are, you know, resisting peacefully. We don't want to leave the detention center and go to another one. It is our right to get freedom in a safe place. And yeah, because of that, the refugees are also, that place is not safe. And, you know, already there were lots of conflicts between the refugees and local people. So we think that if we go there, it will be more dangerous for us.
The immigration minister, Peter Dutton, he says that the new facility is great, that it's finished and it's got health services there and there is no threat to refugees. What do you say?
You know, how we explain our situation? We didn't come to Australia to live in prison. If they, you know, first, those facilities that they are saying something about them, those facilities are prisons, are real prisons, and, you know, two of them are not ready, and also, you know, it is a prison, so how can we go there to live in prison?
All right, so what do you think? What do you
think?
Yeah,
people understand.
I understand. I understand.
People to understand us.
I understand. Yeah. So, Behru, what do you think's going to happen when the authorities come to take you away? That's meant to happen tomorrow? What do you think's going to happen then?
We don't know what will happen, but you know, this guy, I mean, maybe soldiers and police, they already attack us. They already beat up the refugees. They already, you know, on Good Friday last year, they attacked here and fired into our accommodation for more than 100 times. They fired into our accommodation. So it will be possible that they attack us again and beat someone and make some violence. But the refugees, we are powerless. So they are government. They have power. So they can do what they want. So we don't know what will happen. But, today just few refugees, they left the detention center. And I don't know, maybe in afternoon someone go leave the detention. But at this moment that I am talking with you, a lot of people are here and they are saying that we are not going to leave the detention center. So we don't know what will happen.
Thank you very much. That is Behru Butcheini, who is an Iranian refugee on Manus Island. News Talk ZB, now 5:17.